A strong biblical foundation is the baseline for Christian growth. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to build on principles from God's Word.
This was the message of Jesus to the church. He said, as many as I love, therefore, I rebuke and chasten. God doesn't chasten just for fun. God is not up in heaven hoping that you have a bad day tomorrow. But he says, I love you too much that if you become filled with pride, if you neglect me, then chastening may come into your life. He says, be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Spiritual discipline sounds great in theory, but putting it into practice takes time and determination. In our series, Building Below the Baseline, Pastor Chappell illustrates the importance of building the part of life that no one else sees, but God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Our churches and homes today need Christians willing to build their lives on eternal truth rather than worldly trends. Our series today is designed to give us practical lessons that will help us pursue a life marked by biblical wisdom. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called Building Repentance.
For you'll be making a contribution, but I'll be making a sacrifice. David was not about to make just a contribution. What we're talking about, the purchase, the setting up of the altar, would require great sacrifice from David. David requests to build the altar. And we read about this in through verse number 23. He speaks to Ornan. It would be a costly event, and Ornan offers to provide for the event, and he even offers to give to his king the very place of the threshing floor. But we see that this was to be a personal sacrifice, that it would be something personal that David would himself contribute. Verse 24 says, and King David said to Ornan, nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price, for I will not make that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon the Lord, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of a burnt offering. Now Ornan's threshing floor, literally, if we were to find it in a map of our Old Testament city of Jerusalem, is located at the mount called Mount Moriah. It is called today the Temple Mount. And one of the reasons that we believe that that Temple Mount should be the worship site of the Holy of Holies in the sense of the Jewish temple is not only because the land was offered and given to Abraham, but also because the land was purchased by David. And this is the place where it was rightfully purchased. And of course, today there is a mosque sitting on top of this particular place that was purchased by the king. But nevertheless, we see it was now purchased by David. David simply is saying in this moment, I refuse to take something that is given to me and then give it as my offering. I refuse to offer to God that which cost me nothing. And we see again and again and again in the Bible, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, to their power and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves to give an offering. And so we see in the scripture, there is a principle that ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing. And David said, I'm not going to do something for God that costs me nothing. He said, I'll pay you for this threshing floor. Philippians 4:18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. In the 17th century, there was a particular moment when Lord Oliver Cromwell, the Lord Protector of England, heard that one of his soldiers had been involved in a dastardly deed, and he set forth the edict that for this dastardly deed, the soldier would be shot at curfew. And so the time drew near for the curfew bell to ring, and about the time that the bell should ring, folks began to look around. There was no noise, there was no clanging of the bell, and someone looked up by the bell. There was movement of the rope, but there was no clanging of the bell. And after they stopped swinging the rope and after a while of sensing that there was going to be no bell ringing that night for the curfew, there was a young woman discovered up in the bell, and she was brought by the soldiers to Lord Cromwell, and they discovered her face was bruised and bleeding, and her hands were broken, her body was bruised, and much of it was bleeding, for she had taken her body and wrapped it around the clangor so that there would be no noise made from that bell. It turned out she was the fiancée of the soldier that was to be killed. And Cromwell looked at the bruised and battered body and quickly issued a pardon because of the sacrifice that she had made. And I believe today that we serve a God that has made great sacrifice for us, and He is pleased, as Cromwell was pleased, when sacrifice is made. A missionary in Africa was once asked if he really liked doing what he did. Do you enjoy this adventure of being a missionary? His response was shocking. He said, "Do I like this work? Do my wife and I like living on dirt? Do we have reasonably refined sensibilities? We do not like crawling into the vile huts through goat refuse. But is a man to do nothing for Christ that he does not like? God pity him if not. Liking or disliking has nothing to do with it. We have orders to do, and we have orders to go. The love of Jesus Christ constrains us. And you show me a church that will only do what it likes to do, and only give what it is comfortable in giving, and only do what we feel like we want to do, and I will show you a church that is stalled out and going nowhere for God. But show me a church that has the spirit of David, the spirit of the Macedonian Christians, and the spirit that we see throughout the New Testament. I'll show you a church that is mighty. Blessed of God." David refused to take Ornan's gift. David purchased the land for himself. The Bible tells us he bought it with his own money in verse 25. He didn't try to bargain with God. He wasn't looking for the easy way out. He didn't say, "God, how about this? How about, you know, Ornan's willing to give it to me, but Ornan's a good guy. How about if I give him 300 shekels of gold? That way he gets the blessing and I get the blessing." No. He wanted this to be a love offering to God. People have different ideas about love offerings. I remember as a boy living in Korea, and our parents were missionaries, and we received support. That's one of the reasons why I'm passionate about our missions program and our missions support being faithful, and we want to keep our commitments to our missionaries, because I know what it's like living 9,000 miles from home and hoping that churches remember who you are so that you can get along with ministry and life. And I'll never forget that first Christmas in Korea. We all had things that we had hoped to get. And I remember one church had sent a box of presents. Boy, I was excited about those presents because it was nice to get things from Korea, but the Korean products were not fully developed now. In fact, back then, a Hyundai was just kind of a laughable, disposable car. Drive it for a year and take it to the dump. Now, anyone here would like to have a new Hyundai. But it was different then. The products were different. And so, we were happy to have some presents that my parents had bought in Korea. But when the box came from America, now that was something. And each of us had a couple gifts that were placed under the tree, and you know, being a teenage boy at 15 years old, there were times when I'd kind of shake that box and try to figure out what it was. Like, man, a church in the States remembered us, and knowing that it's from America, I mean, that's the land of milk and honey. This is going to be a good Christmas. I cannot wait. Some church really sacrificed for the missionary. They remembered us. That is so awesome. Well, I tell you what, it meant so much to me and my brother, and we'd kind of, you know, look at each other and look at those presents. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Boy, Christmas morning came. My mom and dad had all these presents ready. We didn't even want the presents from my mom and dad. We wanted the ones from that church in the States. Because that's where the good stuff. That's where Nordstrom's is. That's where Penny's is. You know, that's where the good stuff is. I'll never forget going to that bigger box and ripping the paper off and opening it up and pulling out that shirt that was made in Korea. Seeing the cigarette burn right down below the pocket. It was kind of at an early age when I began to realize Different people have different ideas of what sacrifice is. Different people have different ways of kind of negotiating with God about how they're going to have a part in being such a blessing. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8:2 to the Macedonians, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power, I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. You see, David, he refused the gift of Ornan. He purchased the land sacrificially of himself. Thirdly, David offered his sacrifices to the Lord. Notice verse 26. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of the burnt offering. How many of you would have loved to have been there? I don't know if we get to watch movies in heaven. I'd love to see that one. I'd love to see the fire coming down on the altars of Baal, and I'd love to see God doing great miracles, just kind of watching that in the past. The Bible says, at that time, David saw that the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. Then he sacrificed there, for the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering were at the season in the high place of Gibeon. David offered to build the altar sacrificially. David offered the animals sacrificially. And I want you to see that this repentant heart of sacrifice, watch this, how many of you would agree with me, got the attention of God. God saw David's heart. And the thing that God wants is a contrite and a right spirit from us. Whether we're going to see another outpouring of hundreds saved and baptized at Lancaster Baptist Church, please understand this, is not predicated by the amount of square footage we build. It is predicated by the heart of repentance we bring. I talk to pastors every day of my life, and I talk to a lot of pastors who have this idea that if they build buildings, their church will grow. That is a very wrong assumption. Buildings don't build churches. God builds churches. You've been saved any length of time, you know. Without God touching it, it's not going to get done. The fire of God coming down from heaven. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8:21, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Tonight, somewhere below the baseline of your life, somewhere in the foundational area of your life. I'm not talking about what I see, because what I see is, it's awesome. You look great. Hey, you're in church on a Sunday night. How great is that? To me, you look great. Lots of you have ties on and dresses and King James Bibles. And I mean, this is great. I mean, this is so awesome. But I got to tell you something. Below all that, coming into the inner man, the heart, God is looking for people who are here lovingly, repentantly, longingly seeking Him. And if that is what you bring tonight, then God will give the fire.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.